50-41. But in the third quarter, they outscored the Titans 22-4 to rally back in after just looking, well, he said just horrible. Probably their first half, their worst half of basketball in that first half all season long. But then the third quarter, probably the best they've played all season long. Just hoping to bottle that up and put that together. There's talent on this Atlantic basketball team. They've lost some close ball games throughout the year. I mean, realistically, if you look down the slate of their games and look at how close some of the losses have been at different times during the season, this is a team that could have picked up maybe four or five more wins on the year, and that changes the complexion of things. But they're extremely young. They just need some confidence, and maybe some of that from the other night will help that build that confidence a little bit. And, yeah, sometimes it's easier to play on the road.
Yeah, sometimes you just kind of get out there, get the pressure off you a little bit here. You know, you lost the first time around at home. I guess you kind of look at this as an opportunity to steal one away. You're on someone else's home court, and it's always tough to, you know, get in the right mindset. But if they're playing loose and comfortable and feeling confident, like you said, if they're starting to play a little bit better, stringing some positive things together, you can do that. And here tonight, they'll just need to get a little bit more production than they did across the board the last time around. They had three players in double figures last game against Kemper Catholic, but it just wasn't much else out there on the floor for them. They had 15 points from Aaron Olson, 14 points from Tiffany Williams, and Catherine Leonard had 11, and then really, you know, only other two other players scoring. So you need to get some better across-the-board production, but if you can clean up those little things, get buckets here and there, and like I said, maybe play loose here on the road, have a chance to get a win.
Soon enough, as the team's on the floor, getting themselves loosened up for tonight's basketball game. We're at Kemper Catholic High School here in Carroll tonight. Don't know where you are tonight, but sure hope you're someplace warm. It's chilly outside this evening, but it's warm in here. And we're glad to have you along for high school basketball here on a Tuesday night. We'll take a timeout. We'll check your starting lineups, get you ready for basketball when we come back. It's girls Hawkeye 10 Conference Hoops tonight, Atlantic at Kemper Catholic. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Never say can't. That's the motto at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. For all of your welding and fabrication needs on all types of metals, stop and see Dan Anstey, owner and operator of Dan's Welding Service in downtown Cumberland, 712-774-2215. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m., Saturday till noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds, 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. The Cass County Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to join their committee to help in the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife through habitat improvements, public awareness, education, and land management. Call Matt Donaldson at 712-249-4795 for more information.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Kemper Catholic High School in Carroll tonight as Atlantic and Kemper Catholic ready to square off here in a few moments. Hawkeye 10 Conference Girls Basketball. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for these two teams tonight. First for the Atlantic Girls, they are the visitors tonight on the scoreboard. They're 2-12 overall on the season. 1-6 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference play entering tonight's action. Here's how Atlantic, coached by Casey Belzer, will line up this evening. It'll be Bailey Walter, a 5'10 senior, along with Aaron Olson at 5'5 and a sophomore out front. It's a very young Atlantic ball club. Catherine Leonard, a 5'11 freshman, will start tonight, along with Tiffany Williams at 5'11 and a sophomore, and Megan Riley, a 5'10" sophomore. Three sophomores, a freshman, and one senior in the starting lineup for Atlantic tonight. In fact, that one senior is their only senior on their roster. It's a very young ball club, still kind of feeling their way through, but they've played a lot better here these last few games out. They've lost two of their last three, but a win over Denison on the road, 52-40, a 6-point loss at home to Glenwood, and a 9-point loss at home to Lewis Central. Some pretty decent ball clubs, so we're hoping to use that momentum and turn that around tonight.
Yeah, and you look at that youth, and of course you have a lot of youth out there on the court. Somebody's got to step up and be the leader, and so far, points-wise this season, it's been Aaron Olson out in front with averaging 12 points per contest. She's really the only player on the floor that is a consistent threat from the outside for the Trojans, and that's a big reason why she leads the team in scoring. Catherine Leonard is doing a great job as well. She's averaging 10 points per contest here this year and is shooting 36% from the field. And Tiffany Williams, shooting 42% from the field, she's averaging about 10 points per contest as well. So those three are really the scoring leaders night in and night out for Atlantic. The big thing that you look at is on the downside for the Trojans here this year, and especially comparatively against Kemper Catholic, is the turnovers. You 208 turnovers on the season compared to a Kemper Catholic team that's got 189. So not a huge difference there, but you know, that's something that's going to come back and haunt you when you're losing that battle night in and night out.
Yeah, turnovers turn into points, and sometimes those happen in critical times, especially down the stretch in basketball games. Kemper Catholic comes in tonight as the home team, of course, on their home court. They're wearing their home white uniforms with the cardinal and gold lettering and trim. They've won three of their last four here so far in this recent part of the schedule, but that one loss was a doozy. It was a 71-29 thumping by Harlan. So, you know, it's a team that when the shots fall, they can look pretty good, but when the shots don't fall, things can be vastly different here for Kemper Catholic, as they found out in some of those games where they're really defended out hard on the perimeter. They'll go like this tonight. Randy Snyder's team is 9-4 overall. They're 4-2 in Hawkeye 10 conference play, and here's how they line up. It'll be Kirsten Bauer. She's a 5'9 junior. She'll be joined by Hannah Dentlinger, a 5'10 senior. Claire Ludwig at 5'9 and a senior. Paige Overmull, a 5'9 sophomore. And Caitlin Tigges. She's a 5'5" junior, and they will be your starting five tonight for the Knights.
And they're led by Kirsten Bauer scoring-wise, 18 points per contest, shooting 44% from the field. She is similar to Olsen, is their three-point threat. She's made 41 three-pointers on the season, shooting 42% from the outside, so a player that you really got to watch out there on the perimeter. Also, Mariah Dentlinger averaging 13 points per contest, 9 per contest for Katie Tigges. The rebounding battle in this one will be interesting as well. Both teams boast four different players that have 50 or more rebounds here on the season, but the one that really stands out is Catherine Leonard for Atlantic with 142, so it'll be interesting to see how she's able to battle for those boards down low.
Well, and I really think some of the keys to the ball game tonight for the two teams, first of all, for Atlantic on defense or on offense, I think they need to get to the basket more often. You can't just settle for jump shots against a team like Kemper Catholic. You need to force the action, get down low. And if you're driving to the basket and you're not always scoring points there, you're probably getting fouls and getting to the free throw line. And that's what Atlantic needs to do a little bit more often. Try to maximize those opportunities. Use those possessions. Don't come away empty. And defensively, Atlantic needs to guard the perimeter. They need to, because Kemper Catholic is a team that actually is not quite as tall as Atlantic. They'll move the ball very quickly. They do move the ball very well. They're a senior-dominated team. But they also shoot the threes very well. And they're not afraid to shoot three-pointers. So you've got to guard that perimeter. You can't leave them open.
Yeah, you know, Bauer's really the one you're going to watch out there for the most part. But as a team, they shoot 31%. So usually as a team, you're looking at over 30%. You're feeling pretty decent about your three-point shooting, so it definitely is something that the Trojans have to keep in their mind here tonight.
Well, we'll find out here soon enough what's going to happen here tonight as these two teams are introduced to the crowd tonight. While they do the introductions here on the floor, we'll take a timeout. Basketball coming up next to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Pizza Ranch at Atlantic serves their mile-long buffet from 11 until 1:30 and 5 until 8 o'clock every day. They have a large salad bar, wide range of pizzas including dessert pizza and chicken and mashed potatoes, along with lots of other good fixins. The Pizza Ranch, located at the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza in Atlantic. Rusty Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Rust family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa and downtown Harlan as well. Rusty himself for over 37 years fixing and selling boots. He's the only one you need to know. Rusty Shoe Repair, downtown Harlan. Wickman Chemical wants you to maximize your corn and soybean fields. Book your insecticides, fungicides, and aerial application today. Returns have never been higher. Call Wickman Chemical at 243-7739. That's 243-7739.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here at Kemper Catholic High School tonight. Two teams being introduced to the crowd here this evening. Atlantic in those road gold and white lettering and trim. Boy, I like those. Kemper Catholic in the home uniforms with a cardinal and gold. It's an Iowa State feel anytime we have Atlantic and Kemper Catholic with the two color schemes. Don't know too many people in Iowa who don't like those looks.
Yeah, you're bound to like one or the other, so right with the colors this evening.
Two teams have finished up their pregame introductions here as we get ready to start our basketball game here tonight. Let's listen in to the pregame as we get ready for the start of our contest here this evening. About ready to start our basketball game here tonight. Again, your starters for the two teams for Atlantic. It's Bailey Walter, Aaron Olson, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, and Megan Riley, the starting five. On the other side for Kemper Catholic, Kirsten Bauer, Hannah Dentlinger, Claire Ludwig, Paige Overmull, and Caitlin Tigges. You're here this evening. Atlantic will shoot the basket to our right as we get started here tonight. It'll be Tiffany Williams jumping center for Atlantic. She'll jump against Hannah Dentlinger for Kemper Catholic. And we are ready to go. Ball's in the air. Tap controlled by the Knights. They'll have it first and bring it quickly to the front court up the far right side. They dump it down low, going right to the rack and tossing up a quick shot is Dentlinger. Missed it. The rebound hits the floor, and Catherine Leonard comes up with it for Atlantic. Atlantic with the first turnover of the night. Back quickly up the floor they go. Tiffany Williams here right side off the dribble, and she'll leave it back out top for Olson. Aaron Olson will reset the offense for the Trojans and go around the right left side. Stop up top. It's Leonard to the corner. Walter, the bounce feed down low. It's kicked out as it's an errant toss. It's down low. Picked up, though, by Olson as Atlantic keeps. Now here to the right side, Williams goes baseline. Bounce feed underneath, turning as Riley. She'll throw one up, no good. Dances off the back side of the rim. And the rebound taken away by the Knights. Quickly on the run up the floor they come. Tigges right side, back out top, Bauer. Bauer, Tigges, play catch. Now the toss all the way across the defense to Ludwig. She'll dump it down low. The baseline jumper up and no good by Overmull. The rebound tossed up, missed. And now Atlantic comes away with it. Ball sat on the rim for a long time before it came away. Minute gone here in the ball game, and that's going to be a traveling violation as Tiffany Williams brought the ball up the floor, was trying to flip the pass off here next to her to Olson, but she didn't see it coming, and you can't go grab your own pass. So the ball turns over. No score. Knights have the basketball front court. So they work the ball off on the perimeter. Tigges out top here, near side, Dentlinger. Dentlinger back out top, Tigges running the point. Dentlinger left wing. She'll look out top again as Atlantic trying to stretch the Knights defensively. Now out top, Tigges going to set up for the three ball. That's on the way and good as it rings around and just died on the rim and fell through. 3-0, Knights on top. Just about a minute and a half gone here in the ball game. Right side, Williams with it out on the circle. Williams feeds it back out top. Riley, now Leonard. Leonard, left side of the circle. Bailey Walter on the far side now. Walter left side to Leonard in the corner. She'll turn and fire the three ball. That's off the mark. The rebound is tapped to the baseline and saved by the Knights. They'll keep it. They almost lost it out of bounds. Quickly up the floor, they get it to Tigges. She'll fire it across far side. They leave it for Dentlinger in the corner. Now back out top. Tigges left side. They work the ball around the perimeter. Long three by Bauer on the way, and that's good from the right side. Kirsten Bauer, you can't give her an inch, or she'll throw it in from a mile. And it's 6-0. 5:44 left to go here in this first quarter. Knights on top. Leonard has it now in the front court for Atlantic. Left side, Walter. Walter just off the circle. We'll leave it back out top for Williams. Williams will try to reset. She gets a screen, drives down the lane, lost it. Ball came away on the crossover. Picked up by the Knights on the run up the floor with it is Bauer all the way to the rack as she tried to toss it up down the right side. No good, but a foul call, and she'll go to the free throw line. A foul going to go on Catherine Leonard. That'll be her first team foul on Atlantic. 5:22 left in the first quarter. Free throw is good. As Bauer knocks in her first try, she'll get one more. 7-0 now the score. And the second try is also good. So Bauer hits them both. 8-0. Kemper Catholic on top. Atlantic has it. Olsen out top. Off the dribble. Feeds it across to Riley. Now to the right side it comes to Williams. She head fakes. Drives to the baseline. The jumper up. No good. Back of the rim. Tried to chase down a rebound. Couldn't get it. Knights on the run now up the floor quickly here near side. Ludwig looks to hand it off to Bauer. Bauer goes left baseline. Dumps it back into the lane. And a foul call. She got it inside to Overmull. And she'll go to the free throw line as she gets fouled underneath. That'll be Erin Olsen picking up her first foul for Atlantic. Knights really pushing things here early on, being very aggressive offensively. And it's paid off for them as Overmull hits the first free throw. And we're going to have our first timeout of the night here. This will be a full timeout asked for by Atlantic. 4:57 left to go first quarter. It's 9-0. Knights on top. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at www.culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land brokerage buying and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to the Missouri River and the Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at Kemper Catholic High School, 9-0. Knights on top. Second free throw by Overmull after the timeout is no good. Rebounded by Atlantic. It's about the first thing the Knights have done wrong here tonight. Is miss a free throw. 9-0 the score. Walter left side with it, front court. She tried to bounce one into traffic. That ball was kicked, so it'll stay with Atlantic. She's trying to get that into Catherine Leonard down on the block. Atlantic will be back. It'll be Olsen to key it in. She'll leave it for Williams over in the left corner. Bounce feet out high. Turn, quick shot up, in and out. That was dancing halfway down by Catherine Leonard. She got the rebound and then leaned in to try to toss one up, and they're going to call her for traveling. She got the rebound, tried to duck one in off the glass. It went in, but they call her for steps. So the turnover gives it back to Kemper Catholic. 4:35 to go in this first quarter. 9-0, Knights on top. Lob down low as they, oh, nice screen off. They work it down low, and the easy lay-in there by Dentlinger rattles through, and it's 11-0. Out of the right side, Atlantic up the floor. Williams goes right side corner, leaves it out for Leonard. She'll try to dump it down low. Boy, a lot of those arms are always up defensively for Kemper Catholic, and it pays off there with a tip and a steal. Now the ball back the other way, tip free, saved by Leonard, but it's right to the Knights, and wouldn't you know it, a three try. Oh, it didn't go in. Had a wide-open look outside. Now they dumped it down low. Tough pass. Tigas able to save. Knights working the ball back and forth. Now Tigas left corner. And she'll bring it back around out top. Tigas picks up the dribble. Comes here near side for Overmull. And back out top to Tigas. Tigas on the dribble right side. Stops on the circle. Leaves it for Bauer. And Bauer will dump it off now to Ludwig. Ludwig back out top. Tigas. Atlantic packing it in a little close to the inside. And it's costing them as they keep hitting outside shots. Ludwig drops one in from 17 feet. It's 13-0. Atlantic trying to pack that lane, but the Knights so far shooting over them. Walter now front court with it for Atlantic. Into the corner, it's Leonard. Leonard off the dribble, 3:15 to go in the quarter. Now Williams, right side it comes Walter. She'll fire up a three ball. That is no good. Skims the rim and comes off. Now the rebound tapped out. Tigas going to run the ball. She'll run it up the right side all the way to the rack. The layup, no good. It rims out. And the rebound grabbed down low by Overmull. And Overmull is over the back, but there's no call. Atlantic comes up with the rebound. Now up the floor, it's Olsen on the run. Flips one up in traffic, no good. A little too strong. Last rebound underneath by Bauer. She wants to turn and run, but we're going to have a timeout asked for by Kempfer Catholic first. 2:47 left to go here in this first quarter. 13-0, Kempfer Catholic is out in front here early. This will be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave it here during this short break. As Atlantic defensively, as I said, it looks like they're trying to pack that lane, but Knights are not afraid to shoot over the top.
They're a pretty good shooting team overall, and they're showing it here so far. They've knocked down some side shots, and we've had a couple of unfortunate sequences as well. That situation where a lot of coaching staff will talk to you about not saving it underneath the opponent's basket, and it worked against Atlantic that time because Leonard just went to go save it where it would have been a turnover. It ended up leading to 2 points for the Knights, so just kind of those tough breaks here so far as well.
Ball belongs to the Knights as we come back out of the timeout. 13-0, they're leading it. Atlantic just has had that lid clamped down tight on the basket. Right side off the dribble. Bauer will kick it out. Ludwig back to Bauer down low, posting on the baseline. She'll fire one out top in traffic. And now across it comes here near side to Overmull. She'll look low. Dentlinger trying to post, turns in the lane. Quick shot. She leaned in and drew that foul. Not sure there was really any forced contact by the defender. But Riley will pick up the foul as Dentlinger turned to lean in. It'll be the third foul against Atlantic. Dentlinger at the line, knocks down the first free throw. Boy, that scoreboard just looks awful from Atlantic's standpoint. It's 14-0 now. It's 3-0 in fouls going the wrong direction. Not been a good start for Atlantic. Second free throw, no good, and Leonard grabs the rebound. So Dentlinger hits one of her two. 2:25 left to go in the first quarter. Atlantic still trying to dent that board for the first time. It's 14-0. Bounce feed high post. As they dump it out top, Riley, her pass tipped away and stolen. Here comes Tigas on the run up the floor, and she beats pressure as she lays it in on the other end. And that makes it 16-0. And Coach Pelzer looks none too pleased right now as he gets off the bench and asks for timeout with 2:10 left in this first quarter. 16-0, Kempfer Catholic leading. This is a 30-second timeout for Atlantic, and if this doesn't change soon, I don't think Coach Pelzer is going to have many timeouts left by the time we get to the second quarter.
Yeah, not at all the start you would like to have, and it's kind of what we've been talking about, the consistency issue. You know, you're coming off of some games where you felt like you got some things on the right track, and here you go with a start like this here in the first quarter. So they have got to get out there and put in the effort and start making some plays here to keep this one within distance.
Macy Schmidt is into the ball game for Atlantic. As we come back from the timeout, Atlantic with the basketball. Olsen leads it for Schmidt over on the far side. She'll fire it all the way across here to Williams, right wing. Williams around the circle, bounces into the high post, turn. And a bucket good inside. Good play that time as Megan Riley posting in the lane. Gets the turnaround jumper, and it's 16-2. Kempfer Catholic with the basketball. Olsen went for the steal out top from Tigas. Almost came away with it. Tigas now with the basketball on the dribble. Minute 40 to go here in this first quarter. Tigas on the run. A long running toss off the glass, and we had a whistle and a foul call against Atlantic as Tigas got bailed out. She really had not much of a chance at all to try to get a shot to go on that running one-hander. But Aaron Olsen commits the foul. That'll be her second. And Tigas at the line to shoot a couple. And the first one is good. Some nights you just can't get out of your own way. That's kind of how it's gone here early. Second free throw for Tigas is good. Everybody for Kempfer Catholic, all five starters have scored. Atlantic sitting on 2 points. It's 18-2. Catherine Leonard out high. Cross to Schmidt, left side. She'll try the three. It's no good. Rebound taken out high by Bauer. She'll turn and fire it quickly up the floor. Ludwig running and gets the running one-hand layup. As she grabbed it, turned, and laid it in under the glass. And it's 20-2. Minute 13 left in the first quarter. Williams out top. Leonard. Now Schmidt left side. Schmidt off on the circle. Oh, she walked with it. Now tosses it all the way across here to Riley. Baseline jumper is forced. Looks like she got hit on the arm there by Dentlinger. Shot no good, and the rebound to Kiefer Catholic. Knights up the floor now. Bauer with it out top. Under a minute, 50 seconds left to play in this first quarter. The lob down low, posting Dentlinger. She'll turn and feed it out. Tigges. Now here to the right side. Overmull. Back to Dentlinger. Tigges. She'll grab it. Try to drive the lane. Tapped away by Williams. Trojans can't come up with a steal. Now a long three by Bauer on the try is no good. The rebound to the floor is picked up by Schmidt. Atlantic out with it. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Long pass up the floor. Williams stops. Fires up a quick shot from the right side. That's way off the mark. Rebound taken by the Knights. They're going to run. Long pass out to Ludwig. She runs right side. Tosses up an awkward shot. No good as Olsen was there defensively. Schmidt the rebound. 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Now Williams front court. Out on the right side. She'll dribble it back out top and leave it for Olsen. Olsen, 6 seconds. Right to left side. Bounce feed to Leonard. 3 seconds. 2. Cross right side. Williams grabs guns off the mark and that'll do it. And mercifully, the first quarter comes to an end for Atlantic, a quarter they would love to forget about. 20-2, Kiefer Catholic leading after one. Take a timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steinbeck & Sons, for all your fertilizer, propane, seed, and farm chemical needs, or help with planting crops, Steinbeck & Sons is a locally owned company, so you are buying from someone you know. Just 6 miles east of Griswold and a half mile south. Give them a call at 712-778-4557. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair. Call 641-742-3628. Berggren Real Estate and Auction for farmland, residential, and commercial. They do auctions for ag sales, real estate, and personal property. Visit their website at berggrenrealestateandauction.com or give them a call at 712-778-2242.
Back at Kiefer Catholic High School in Carroll, it's a quarter that the Trojans would like to forget about. And now a quick steal here by Kiefer Catholic as we start the second quarter. Run the other way, a nice block by Williams in transition as she got back to block the shot by Tigges, and they get the ball back here. So a better job getting back on defensively that time by Atlantic, but now they throw it down low. They're going to get a break here. It looked like it went off Riley's feet out of bounds, but they're going to get to keep it here underneath. It's a 20-2 lead here for Kiefer Catholic as we are just into this second quarter of play. Atlantic working it on the outside. Williams has it back up top now into the hands here of Molly Welter out front. Welter gets it over right side once again to Williams, and now she took an extra step as she tried to step to the side for a look at a shot. So another turnover will give it right back here to Kiefer Catholic, and they will inbound and walk it up the floor. They work it out front right now with Kirsten Bauer on the dribble. We'll dump it left in the corner to Tigges, now on the run, and a reach-in foul can be called here against Leonard. And she got a hand on Paige Overmull as she tried to go grab that pass. So Leonard will pick up her second foul. That's the 15th foul now here against Atlantic. None yet against Kiefer Catholic. Inbound pass. Tigges will work it off the black back up top to Bauer. She'll pull the trigger on a long three. In and out, no good. Rebound ripped down by Leonard. Atlantic gets it back. Molly Welter up the floor with it. Throws it in the left corner. In the hands of Macy Schmidt. Now back up Welter. Back to the corner to Schmidt. Now back to Welter. Welter working against this zone. We'll dump it over to Leonard on the left side. Skip pass across to Williams. Thought about the three. Pump fakes, drives, bounce pass down low. Riley in traffic had it knocked away from her. It'll stay with Atlantic. And they'll underneath, or inbound underneath the basket here. 6:42 left to go in this first half. Still 20-2. Kiefer Catholic the advantage. Inbound will be lobbed to Williams. The quick shot is up and no good, but a whistle and a foul call. She'll get a chance to shoot two here. As trying to get in there and get a hand on that one is going to be Kendra Peter whistled for the foul. And the first shot is up and no good there by Williams. Have a substitution here. as Hannah Dentlinger comes back in now here for Kipper Catholic. And the shot is up and off the iron, no good. Rebound, though, by Leonard. Atlantic gets it back. They'll keep possession. Welter now almost lost it, and she does. It hit the mid-court stripe, and it'll turn back over. Couldn't handle the pass back to her out front. So Atlantic squanders an opportunity there as Williams misses two free throw chances, and then they even got the board and couldn't do anything with the board. So up the floor, Kemper Catholic now with another opportunity. Ludwig will dump it off now to Bauer. Bauer dribbling will toss it over to Tigges. Tigges back over to Ludwig. Down in the block they go. Dentlinger back outside. Ludwig the three-ball try, and it's good. Just outside the Ludwig, and it's now a 23-2 advantage. Welter will bounce pass it to Leonard at the high post, skip into the corner. Schmidt, pump fakes, bounces it down low to Riley on the block, turns in traffic, shoots one up, missed it. Way too strong on that one, and the rebound pulled down by Dentlinger. Up the floor, running right side, Bauer all the way to the rack, missed the shot, might have got partially tipped. Taken away now here by Schmidt for Atlantic, and she'll dump it off to Welter. Molly Welter, the 5'6 junior, out top with the basketball. Over to Leonard. Left corner, Schmidt. She'll pull the trigger on a three ball. That's way strong. Rebound comes out long, and it's going to be tracked down here in the backcourt by Welter. No over the back call. It said somebody got a piece of that one. And now Welter will pass it right side to Williams. Back up top. Welter almost lost it again and got it back. Now we'll dump it off to Riley. High post jumper. It's good. Quick trigger that time by Megan Riley. She's got all four of Atlantic's points. And it's 23-4. 5:03 left to go here in the first half. Right side dribble. Tigges going towards the back up top now. And it's out of the hands of Bauer on the floor, tapped away. Tigges comes up with it. She'll throw it back to Bauer. It hit her in the side. She wasn't looking for it. And then Tigges gets back up off the floor and picks it up. Now she'll step back and try a three and knock it down. That's just the kind of ball game it's been so far here for the Trojans. They are not able to catch any breaks. Tigges gets the triple. It's 26-4. Well, crowd top with it. We'll stop at the elbow. Back outside, Williams drives in, dumps it back outside. Welter will try the three. High arcing shot, missed everything, and it's going to go out of bounds.
God, that ball was tipped. That was partially blocked outside, but that's kind of the way the night's gone.
Kemper Catholic will get the ball back here. They got a substitution as well as Bailey Nichols will check in, the 5'6 sophomore. And they'll walk it up the floor here. We're ready to work against the Trojans. So throw it right side. Trojans in a shifting man. Pass in the corner it goes. Nichols back up top. They'll work it around. Peter goes right side. Now it's in the corner. Bauer driving baseline. Cut off of the block. Dumps it back out top. Side. It's into the hands of Kendra Peter. Now they dump it off to Nichols. Back to Peter. Round to the right side. Ludwig. And a whistle and a foul underneath away from the basketball. It's going to be against Kemper Catholic. And that one is going to be against Tigges. Caitlin Tigges will pick up her first, second foul against the Knights in the inbound here for Atlantic. 3:49 left to go in the half. 26-4. The advantage here for the home team. Into the corner. Leonard just inside the three-point arc. Missed the shot. Rebound pulled down underneath by Bauer. Kirsten Bauer up the right side to Tigges. Now back up top, Bauer. Bauer hanging on to it, calling out some instructions. We'll work it to Ludwig. Left corner they go. Pump fake there by Nichols. Back outside. Ludwig hanging on to it. Now it goes right side. Peter. We'll dribble inside the arc, pick it up, dump it down low. Tigges working on the block, goes up strong, missed it. Rebound tapped out by Tigges. It's into the hands there of Ludwig. She missed the shot. Rebound pulled down now by Leonard. Comes Atlantic back the other way. Three in transition. The try is short there that time. And by Welter, rebound pulled down and put back up and in there underneath here for Atlantic as Alyssa Siggins able to get the bucket there. Right side dribble, Tigges, and a whistle and a foul call here. It's going to be on the floor. And it's going to be whistled against Aaron Olson. And that's number three on Olson. Tiffany Williams is going to check out here as into the ballgame for Atlantic. Be Caitlin Folk. Inbound and a shot at the free throw line left open and knocking it down is Hannah Dentlinger. And it's the Knights continuing to rack up an advantage here, 28-6. A pass outside here. Haley Walter with the basketball, dribbling out front. Put it on the deck, stop, and dump it off now to Siggins. Bounce pass to Leonard. Slicing around the defender. Went up, missed the shot, though, and the rebound right into the hands of Dentlinger. Missed everything on the shot attempt. Up the floor. On transition, the running floater is no good by Bauer. Got her own rebound. Missed on the bottom of the rim. Got her own rebound again, and now a foul call against Leonard as she bumped into her, trying to pass it back outside. So Catherine Leonard now picks up her third foul. And we've got 17 fouls here against the Trojans as well, so it'll be the 1-1. Kirsten Bauer, the 5'9 junior, at the line here for the 1-1 bonus. And she knocks down the front end. Things just going from bad to worse here for Atlantic in the second quarter. Substitution now back into the game here for Kemper Catholic is Claire Ludwig as Tigges checks out. Second free throw up and no good. Missed that time by Bauer. Rebound, Atlantic. Come up the floor here with 2:04 left to go in the half. Drive by Olsen in traffic. Threw one up awkwardly. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Kemper Catholic. Tiffany Williams into the ball game again as Leonard's going to check out. Inbound pass into the corner to Williams. Williams up high. Walter back to Williams. Pump fakes. Tries to put it on the floor. Goes into the lane. Rises up and shoots one that's short. Rebound ripped out of there by Ludwig. Direction. It's Bauer out front. Working hard against Siggins. Now we'll throw it left side. Peter back out to Bauer. Bauer. Crosses over, goes left side on the dribble, stops, spins, floats one up, falling away, and knocks it down. Kirsten Bauer, the bucket, and it's 31-6. 1:22 left to go in the half. Dribble the front side, over to Walter. Walter back up top. Williams, a pump fake, now tries to pass it off, gets it knocked right back to her, now gives it off to Olsen. Right back to Williams' right side. Williams bounces it off to Siggins, now back up top. Walter, pump fake, got away with a walk. Shuffles it right back, right side to Williams. Up top again to Walter. Now it goes over to Folk. She'll fire one from 16. That's short. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Atlantic will inbound underneath. Tigges back into the game now here for Kemper Cap. Almost back in is Bailey Nichols. As Kendra Peter and also Kirsten Bauer will check out. 55 seconds left to go in the half. Inbound into the corner. It's Williams. Dumping it back out now to Walter. In the corner they go to Olsen. Olsen skips it up top to Williams. The dribbles now back over to Walter. Now down low they go. Folk turns, shoots one, and knocks it down. Quick shot there by Caitlin Folk. It's now 31-8. 34 seconds to go in the half. Kemper Catholic the lead in the basketball. They'll pass it left side. Now into the corner they go. Nichols. Off to Ludwig. Over to Tigges. They'll play catch out top, trying to run clock here, maybe a look here at the end of the half. Ludwig guarded closely, now needs some help. We'll dump it off to Tigges. Tigges gets the count broken there, and she'll back it out here towards the center. Right side on the dribble now by Tigges, and we have a whistle and a foul here. Going to be called against Kemper Catholic. A little bit of moving on the screen there, trying to get in the way. That time whistled on Claire Ludwig, her first. Atlantic gets it back. 8 seconds to go in the half. He'll inbound. Olsen running up the floor. Stops. Fires a three-pointer. That's way strong. Rebound pulled down in the middle of the lane by Tigges. And time's going to run out here at the end of the half. 31-8. Kemper Catholic the lead here as we head to the intermission. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold services all makes, all models. They also do tire sales. They have aluminum and steel trailers and car and utility trailers for sale, too. J.D. Wyman Service in Griswold is open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointments. Call 712-778-2126. Chris Friend Sales, LLC is the locally owned Lester Builders, offering high-quality Lester brand-name buildings. They stand behind their work to make sure the owner is happy and satisfied. Give Chris Friend a call at 712-254-0799. And Miller Orthopedic in Council Bluffs treats hundreds of injured athletes every year with their free walk-in sports injury clinic. They're open Saturdays from 8:30 to 10 a.m. or weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. Log on to www.millerortho.com for more information.
Back here at Kemper Catholic High School, we're at halftime here, and it has not been a pretty half of basketball for here in this girls' contest as they trail 31-8. The Kemper Catholic Knights ran off to a 20-2 advantage at the end of the first quarter and didn't look back. They continue to pile it on here in the second quarter as they lead once again 31-8, the advantage here at the halftime break. Kemper Catholic being the aggressor early on, they really are taking the ball to the basket earlier, something that you mentioned that you would like to see Atlantic do is be the aggressor and kind of go to the hoop. They did not do so much of that, and it was Kemper Catholic taking advantage, getting out in transition, going to the basket, working it around, pretty fluid on offense for the most part as far as getting people open and getting good looks at shots, and not much going on for Atlantic really at all there. And move on here.
Yeah. I don't know what else you want me to say. Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah, it was not a good and you could see the difference between the two teams. I mean, Kemper Catholic, you know, hitting shots outside helps when you can open things up like that. But, you know, in addition to that, they did a good job moving the basketball from side to side, in and out. When they drive to the baseline, they always know there's an outlet pass somewhere behind them. It hasn't been the case with Atlantic. We'll get opportunities to get that ball inside, but we get down into a position where we're not sure where we want to go with the basketball, and suddenly we're surrounded. And, you know, movement in basketball is so important. And it's not just the person who has the ball, and it's not just the people out there that don't have the ball. It's the ball itself. You can't let it sit in one spot too long. And it's just been too much time dribbling and moving the ball side to side, not enough time spent moving the ball in and out, trying to get something free. It was just not a good half of basketball for Atlantic at all.
No, it really wasn't. And on top of that, the looks that they did get, not able to knock down many shots. Had some opportunities to make a few, but weren't getting anything to go down there in that first half, and it was just kind of one thing after another. All the breaks going one way and not going your way, and just kind of pops up after a while.
And settling for a lot of shots that probably were not the ones they had envisioned when they brought the ball up the floor.
Yeah, I think after that initial start, too, you could kind of tell that the girls were out there getting panicked a little bit, you know, wanting to make something happen right away when you get down the floor. You get a look and want to chuck it right up there.
Now, it's 8-10, then 16-0, and, you know, all of a sudden you start pressing. You know, you're trying to do anything you can to try to get that first something on the board, and then things snowball. Then you start thinking too much. Just go play basketball. That's why you practice all the time. So the stuff comes second nature, so you really don't have to think too much about it when you get on the floor.
Well, we'll get the numbers here out of the way here for you from this first half. 10 points leading the way here for Caitlin Tigges here for the Kemper Catholic Knights. Also, 8 points in Kirsten Bauer. 7 points chipped in as well from Claire Ludwig. 5 points from Hannah Dentlinger, and 1 point chipped in from Paige Overmull. Also for Atlantic, 4 points to lead the way from Megan Riley, and then 2 points apiece chipped in from Caitlin Folk and Alyssa Siggins there in the first half. Atlantic 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Kemper Catholic 7 of 10 at the free throw line there in the first half. 31-8, the advantage for Kemper Catholic here over Atlantic in its girls' contest here at the halftime break. Once again, it was Kemper Catholic holding on to win the JV game earlier tonight as well over Atlantic, 40-38. We'll take a break, come back, and look at some other scores here for you from tonight's basketball action. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. BHS Services, LLC. Call them for all of your digging needs for water, sewer, septic, excavation, directional boring, well service, and geothermal loops and furnaces. Call them at 866-222-5634 or 712-789-0187.
Friendship Home, offering skilled intermediate and residential care and outpatient rehabilitation, where the staff is committed to providing quality, caring, and professional service. Get peace of mind knowing you made a wise decision with the Friendship Home in Audubon.
Back at Kemper Catholic High School at the halftime intermission here of our girls' varsity game for you tonight here on KJN. 31-8, Kemper Catholic leading Atlantic here at the break. And, Jim, you've got some look at some other scores from girls' play tonight.
A few, not a lot from around the area so far reported in, but Griswold edged Audubon in Western Iowa Conference play tonight, 46-44. Also, it was Harlan winning easily across, they were playing the cross-town team here, Carroll High, 88-22. Was the final in that ball game tonight. Also, Nottoway Valley defeating Lennox 59-33. Panorama downed Earlham by a 70-45 score tonight. And it's kind of the sum total of some of the scores from around our area this evening in girls' high school basketball.
A couple of other notes here for you as well from play here this evening. And they're moving right along pretty quickly in the boys' game tonight. And Kemper Catholic, it's a 48-37 lead for Kemper Catholic at the end of the third quarter there in that one. So 48-37, Kemper the lead there over the Trojans here tonight. Also, after three quarters of play, Underwood leads AHST 41-33. A score going on there. Also, Glenwood leading Red Oak at halftime 46-23, and another boys' best. Also, here tonight, some other scores here for you. It's Harlan up tonight in the halftime of their contest here as well as they lead. That's late in the ball game. There, 5:37 left to go in the fourth quarter, and 52-38 score there in that basketball game here tonight. So let's look also early on in the Griswold Audubon boys game. It was Griswold leading 9-4 after one quarter of play a little bit earlier here this evening. So look at a few scores there for you and some action going on here around the. Sporting world here tonight. Take a quick glance here at other notes here for you from the college basketball world here as well, as there were a few other games going on here this evening. And in top 25 action here tonight, it's almost final. Michigan State leading 70-66 over Indiana with 4 seconds left to go in that basketball game. Texas beats 22nd ranked Kansas State 67-64, the final there, a win in Austin for the Longhorns. Also, 20th-ranked Pittsburgh is leading Clemson 50-24, 13 minutes to go in the game. 18 minutes left to go in the contest, and it's 14th-ranked Kentucky leading Texas A&M 11-5. By the way, that Michigan State-Indiana game has gone final. That's a 71-66 lead for Michigan State. And also, just a note as well for you from women's college basketball here this evening. Luck not on the side of the Cyclones these days. Iowa State loses at home 75-54. Oklahoma gets the victory tonight in women's college hoops. So that's a look at scores for you. We'll take a break, come back, get you second half action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Seed Pros South in Griswold is your local Pioneer seed provider. Give John Becker, Mark Van Tiger, and Lee Satoff a call to help you with all of your seed needs. Their goal is your profitability. Give Seed Pros South in Griswold a call today at 712-778-4486. Exira Care Center has a 17-bed Alzheimer's unit in addition to 49 nursing beds. The facility offers a warm and home-like atmosphere for their residents and families. The dedicated and caring staff work as a team to make sure each and every resident is cared for and made to feel at home. Exira Care Center, caring for those you love.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll. Tonight is a right out of the gates. Kemper Catholic goes down low to Caitlin Tigges, and she banks one in right side for a basket. It's 33-8 now. Atlantic with the basketballs. They work it here to the near side, and a three ball up and good by Bailey Walter. Atlantic getting their first points of the second half. 6 minutes earlier than they did in the first half. And now Steele out front as it's knocked away, and it was taken away by Tiffany Williams. Let's see if Atlantic can come out of the locker room like busters here. Aaron Olson out top with it now. Right side it goes to Williams. Williams the bounce feed low. Riley on the baseline. Looking, firing across. Walter into the corner. Williams on the dribble drive. Back to Walter. Walter looking. Post down low to Leonard. Can't find her. Now off the dribble. Leaves it for Riley at the high post. Cross outside it goes to Williams. Off the dribble. Nothing there. Low again Riley. She turns. Shot. No good. Back of the rim. Rebound. Tapped and kept alive by Riley. Over to Leonard. She turns and fires one up. Awkward fall away, no good, and the rebound taken by the Knights. Up the floor they come. Claire Ludwig along with Paige Overmull. Hannah Dentlinger, Kirsten Bauer, Caitlin Tiggis, the starting five on the floor here for Kemper Catholic to start this second half. Atlantic also with their starting five on the floor. As Tiggis works the right side, lobs it down, posting underneath is Ludwig to bounce across. Now they get it outside for Bauer, and she'll load up a three. It's no good. The rebound underneath, we're going to have a foul call coming up over the back. That'll be Ludwig picking up the foul for Kemper Catholic. That'll be their first here in the half, second on Ludwig. Atlantic has Bailey Walter, Aaron Olson, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, Megan Riley. They're starting five on the floor to start this second half. 33-0, Catholic on top. 6:20 to go here in the third. Walter with a basketball here left side, out high to Riley. Riley turns at the free throw line. We'll leave it for Williams. Williams, left side Walter. She'll load up the three ball. That's in and out, halfway down. Rebounded, though, by Riley. She'll kick it out. Olson, she'll load up a three. No good. High rebound in the lane taken by Dentlinger. Dentlinger will hand it off to Bauer, and she'll bring it up the floor. Bauer across the stripe, out top of the circle. Hesitates, steps back. Williams picks her up man on man. Now here to the near side. They go back out top. Dentlinger in the lane. Into traffic. Feeds it back out. Tiggis. Now Bauer. Bauer gets a screen here near side. Steps out. She'll try the three. That's off the mark. Rebound taken inside by Ludwig, and she'll bring it back out on the offensive glass. Now back out top. It comes to Kirsten Bauer. Bauer guarded here by Williams. Now off left side, Ludwig. They post inside with Dentlinger. Back out top it comes. Overmull here right side. Dentlinger at the right elbow. Dumps it down low as Bauer tries to drive the lane. Stuffed it into her down low. And she got fouled going to the rack. That'll be two free throws coming for Kirsten Bauer. And that'll be foul number four against Aaron Olson. Really stuffed that ball into a tight little spot down there to get it into Bauer. And Bauer gets two free throws. The first is good. And for Atlantic, well, not quite yet. They tried to get a sub in. It was a little late as Bauer's second free throw is good. Now they'll get the substitution in as Alyssa Siggins will check back into the lineup. Place of Olson. Also, Riley checks out now as Molly Welter is back into the game. 5:22 to go third quarter, 35-11. Kemper Catholic the lead. Atlantic the ball. Williams stops here left side off the dribble. Oh, she double dribbled. Stopped here near side, then turned and took off again. And the ball will turn back over. Now Aaron Olson will check right back into the ball game again. She comes back in with four fouls. And for Kemper Catholic, Kendra Peter will check into the ball game in place of Dentlinger. Knights basketball, 35-11 the score. We're in the third quarter. So they bring it across. Crossover out top, Bauer ends up going left, stops, dumps it down low on the screen and roll. Got it into Peter, but nothing there. Back out top it comes now. Bauer trying to drive the lane. She's cut off, leaves it back outside. Now they work it out top to Tiggis. Tiggis right side, guarded here by Olson, out of the corner. Overmull back out top Tiggis. Tiggis will go right and dump it off for Overmull. She'll curl with a left-hand dribble into the lane. Kick it out. Three try from the left side is up and good. Claire Ludwig knocks down her second triple of the ball game. She's got 10 points, and it's 38-11. Kemper Catholic, 4.5 minutes left to go here in the third. Right side, Welter now down low on the baseline is Siggins. The bounce feed across the lane. They get it outside as Leonard feeds it to Walter. She'll try a three. It's no good. Rebound inside. Tiggis on the run. Tiggis up the right side. Stops for Bauer. Bauer just loads up a long three. It's no good. Rebounded inside by Walter. Bailey Walter back up the floor now for Atlantic to Olson. So we get down to 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Right side, Siggins will leave it for Olson. She'll try a three. It's no good. one and done. Pretty much every time down for Atlantic as Tigas comes away with a rebound. And we're going to have a timeout asked for by the Knights. 3:50 left in the third quarter. 38-11, Kuemper Catholic leading. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Call them at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays from 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing in Atlantic, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
.350 to go here in the third quarter. Kuemper Catholic with the ball and a healthy lead, 38-11. Knights work the ball right side. Ludwig down low into the corner to Peter. Back outside Ludwig. They try to lob it down low. They do. Now Dentlinger's back in the ball game, posting inside, gets the lob in the bucket. 7 points for her, and it's 40-11. 3.5 left to go, third quarter. Trojans with the ball. Schmidt into the lineup, right side. She'll dump it back outside now. Leonard tries to post low as she gets it inside for Siggins, and she gets fouled. Nice pass by Leonard. Siggins turned and went right to the rack. Got fouled on the arm on the shot attempt. That'll be on Kendra Peter. That's her second. That'll send Siggins to the free throw line for Atlantic. And the first free throw is no good. One more try coming here for Siggins, and that one also dances off the front of the rim, and the rebound taken off the floor. Atlantic is 0 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. Bauer front court now, working against Atlantic zone defense. They work it left side to Ludwig. They had Atlantic way out of position. Ludwig didn't want that shot, though. Back out top now. 3 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Ludwig around right side. They dump it down low, Peter. Back to Ludwig in the right corner. And across it goes to Bauer, open on the circle. She'll bring it back out on the dribble, though, and leave it for Dentlinger. Dentlinger off the left side. Lost the handle. Should have been double dribble there. She picks it back up. Now dumps the pass off here to Ludwig. Ludwig off the curl. Nowhere to go. Across to Bauer. Left side. Open. The three is in and out. No good. Rings that one in and out. Rebound taken off the floor by Molly Welter. She'll fire it ahead to Leonard, who dumps it up the floor to Olsen. Olsen tries to stuff it inside now to Siggins, posting back to Olsen. The three ball left side is good. Erin Olsen, her first field goal of the ball game. It's triple, and it's 40-14. 2:15 left to go in the third quarter. Kuemper Catholic with the ball front court, almost lost it, as Dentlinger was trying to juggle one ball instead of three. 2 minutes left to go here in the third. As Kuemper Catholic works the perimeter. They dump it down low. Dentlinger back outside. Now Bauer out top. Bauer off the dribble. Oh, she lost the dribble as Siggins guards her. And Siggins comes up with a loose ball. She'll bring it ahead to the front court and dump it back outside for Welter. Over here to the left side to Olsen. She'll gun up a quick three. No good. Rebound down the baseline. Taken by Schmidt. Kept alive for Atlantic. Now Leonard right side for three. That's no good off the rim. And the rebound to Dentlinger. Bauer to the front court now. Minute and a half left in the third quarter. Dumps it left side. They go to the corner. Overmull. Back outside Ludwig. Now out high to Peter. They come right side now to Dentlinger. And baseline it goes. Overmull back to Dentlinger on the right wing. Skip it all the way across Ludwig. She'll curl to the free throw line. The jumper on the way. Line shot no good. Rebounded by Siggins. Atlantic basketball now. Welter will bring it ahead. Welter right side, Schmidt, she'll fire up a high arcing three and knocks that one home. Macy Schmidt knocks down her first field goal. It's a triple, and it's 40-17. We're down to 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Left side, Bauer. She'll dump it now down into the corner. As they work the ball around the left perimeter. Dentlinger, her pass is kicked, so the ball will belong to Kuemper Catholic.
45 seconds left to go in the quarter. Tiffany Williams and Megan Riley check back into the lineup for Atlantic. Caitlin Tigges is back in for Kemper Catholic. Tigges off the inbound, leaves it for Dentlinger. Back to Tigges outside. Atlantic sets into a 1-3-1 zone as Ludwig works it here to the near right corner. Bounce feed down low. They get it around to Peter. Peter in traffic outside. Tigges, left side, Dentlinger. Dentlinger now to the corner. Ludwig back outside. 22 seconds left in the third. Dentlinger back out top. Tigges. Tigges across here near side, Ludwig. And back out top, it's Tigges. They run clock here. Down to 10 seconds left in the quarter. Pass to Tigges here, right side off the dribble. Has it stripped away. Now gets it back, leaves it for Ludwig. She goes baseline and got fouled with 4 seconds left. Not a bad foul. Foul whistled against Atlantic. Going to be against Catherine Leonard, her fourth. 4 seconds left. Kemper Catholic will inbound. They left Tigges open here right side. She missed the three, though. And the rebound taken by Atlantic off the floor as time runs out in the quarter. 40-17 the score after three. Kemper Catholic on top. Fourth quarter comes your way in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 1-800-996-7321. Culligan of Atlantic wants you to have better water in your home. Call them today to schedule your free water test at 243-4734 or set your appointment on their website at culliganadvantage.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and Oakland.
And welcome back here to Kemper Catholic High School. Atlantic with the basketball here to start the fourth quarter. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Trojans underneath here with a 40-17 lead here for Kemper Catholic as we're just underway here in this fourth quarter. The inbound pass is tapped out. Tiffany Williams goes out to retrieve it, though. Puts one dribble on the floor and gives it back down to Leonard. Now outside, a long three ball is going to be off the mark there by Schmidt, and a rebound comes out to Olsen. Olsen running the point now. Will dribble left side. Stop and fire it up top to Riley. Riley right side over to Williams. Long three ball, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. And, whoa. Bad call there. It was tapped out of bounds by Tigges, but it'll be nice basketball. Oh, now they get the change, and they are going to give it back to Atlantic. Official here on this side got it correct. And we'll give it back here to the Trojans. They inbound in the corner. Now out to the right side. They got it to Williams, and her pass in was knocked out of bounds by Tigges. And now we'll see the inbound here from this near sideline. Olsen will key it in for Atlantic. Up high, Williams. Dribbling out front. Gets a double screen. We'll go left with it. Down the right, left side of the lane. Now dumps it out to Olsen. She'll try the three at the top of the key. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, by Williams. Going to be a foul on the floor before the shot. She went right back up and put one in, but foul's going to be coming from behind her that time.
Might be one of the few times Atlantic's actually had decent rebounding position on the offensive glass. Those times have been few and far between tonight.
The foul was whistled there against Hannah Dentlinger, and now we'll go the other way here as a whistle back the other way after the inbound. So that'll give it right back now here to Kemper Catholic. They'll push it up the floor. Bauer up to the high post. They give it off there to Dentlinger. Now back to Bauer. She'll drive towards the baseline, use the off arm to push off, and the official here on this side of the floor catches it, calls her for the offensive foul. Kirsten Bauer gets called for the foul, and it's now 40-17. Up the floor, bounce pass in the corner. Williams, the pump fake, drives, kicks it out. Leonard at the top will dump it inside in traffic to Riley. Bounce pass back out to Williams. She'll go baseline. Pull up and jump one up there. Short. Rebound Riley. Put back good. Megan Riley the put back. She's got 6 points now here in the contest, and it's 40-17. Up the floor. Knights with it out on the perimeter. They'll dump it back out high. It's Overmole. Now skipping it across into the corner. They go baseline now. Bauer, she'll spin and dump it back out. Three ball on the way. That's no good. Missed there by Ludwig. And the rebound here to Atlantic. Atlantic back up the floor. Here left side, Macy Schmidt. Bounce pass down low to Riley. Missed the shot. Tried to fight for the rebound and couldn't get to it. Hits the floor and Knights go back the other direction. Nice bounce, or a nice pass back in there on the give and go inside, but Ludwig got too far under the basket and couldn't make the shot. Now Atlantic's going to throw it away as they try to lob it up the floor to Williams, and she couldn't catch up with it, so it turns right back over. Substitution here up off the bench. Kendra Peter will come back in now for the Knights. And they'll walk it up the floor here as Kirsten Bauer has it up front. They try to lob a pass across the lane inside. A tough look, and it's knocked out of bounds there by Macy Schmidt. Inbound pass now from underneath. Bauer looking, waiting. Now up, going to get a five-second call before she got it in. Denlinger finally came open, but it was too late. Lennox ball, and Olsen will push it. Williams right side, bounces it down underneath. Riley fell to the ground. She was looking, I think, for some contact to try to prop up against, and she ends up hitting the deck. Now we have a timeout taken here by Kemper Catholic. They'll call a full timeout. 5:28 left to go in the ballgame. 40-19, Kemper Catholic. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Better Basement Technologies is Southwest Iowa's most affordable waterproofing and foundation repair contractor. If you've got water in your basement, a crack in your foundation, or bowing walls, we've got a custom-made and affordable solution. Call Better Basement Technologies today for a free estimate, and we'll help you make your basement dry, stable, and usable again. Better Basement Technologies, 1-877-DRY-DOGS. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981.
Welcome back here to Kipper Catholic High School in Carroll, Iowa. Nice. A big lead here at home, 40-19, as we head to the final 5:23 in this girls' varsity game. The pass off to the high post that time to Denlinger, missed it. Rebound and the putback tapped up underneath here. It's going to be Peter picking up the bucket. And Peter gets the two, and it's now 42-19. And on the other end of the floor, a traveling violation whistled against Catherine Leonard. We'll give it right back to the Knights. Schmidt's going to check out now as Bailey Walter comes back into the lineup here for Atlantic. Now also Kirsten Bauer is going to check out here for the Knights as well as they bring back in Bailey Nichols. Tigas double teamed out high, and we're going to have a quick timeout whistled here from the Kemper bench. And I believe it's going to be a 30-second timeout, and that is the case. They want to talk things over here. 42-19, Kemper Catholic the lead here as we head down the stretch here to wrap this one up here in this girls' varsity contest here tonight. Don't forget, we'll have another high school basketball game coming up for you on Friday night here on KJN as the Atlantic boys will travel to Clarinda with what should be a pretty good ball game there in Hawkeye 10 play. It's coming up at 7:30 on Friday night. Inbound pass now after the timeout. Knights have it, and they'll work it around here. Nichols over to Tigas. Right back to Nichols. They try to trap out high. Trojans playing tough defense on the outside, and Williams able to keep a nice trap there, look like, with Olsen. But they are going to call Williams on the reach-in foul eventually, and she'll pick up her first. Inbound pass now from the Knights as they'll key it in here to Dentlinger.
Now they almost threw it away. Williams got a piece of it, but Tigas came back up with the basketball. Tigas, left corner pass. Dentlinger. Now to the high post. The shot is partially blocked that time as they went up with a quick one. And now the rebound fought for inside. And tie up. And it's going to be Knights basketball here underneath. Inbound coming. They get it to Dentlinger. Now back up top as Kirsten Bauer just came back into the game. She has it. Crossing over out front. We'll dump it off to Tigas. Right back to Bauer. Back to Tigas. Tigas on the dribble. We'll dump it in the corner. Now they'll work it to Dentlinger. She's open there from 13 feet and splashes it home. Got it to roll around, follow through. 44-19. Knights the advantage. Pass on the block to Riley on the other end. Back outside. Williams, the three ball on the way. That's off the mark. Last touch by Leonard. Knights get the ball back here. Inbound, and Bauer will walk it up the floor. Skips it over to Tigas. Back over to Bauer. Content here to work some clock each possession. And now Williams did a good job getting in there, knocking it away out of the passing lane. And the steal here for Atlantic. Olsen up the floor, crossing over. Dumps it over to Williams. Bounce pass down to Riley. In traffic, double teamed. Tries to get out of there. Now dumps it back out to Olsen. And they'll reset against the zone. Left side pass. It's Walter. Walter off to Riley. Riley will shoot one up from 16. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Knights. Came right to Paige Overmull. Bauer will break the pressure on the dribble against Williams, and now Williams is going to be called for a late bump there as they came down the floor. Williams will pick up number two. 3:18 to go in the contest. 44-19. Kemper Catholic the lead over Atlantic. Substitution now here. Williams is going to check out. Caitlin Folk will check in. Inbounded right side. Dentlinger handed off to back to Bauer. Bauer out front, picks up her dribble, needs some help now. We'll lob it, backdoor cut, Tigas got behind the defense and gets the easy lay-in. A good look and good communication that time between Bauer and Tigas. 46-19, bounce into the high post. Leonard's going to go hard right to the basket. Contact, and she lost control of the basketball, missed the shot, and then the rebound is taken by Bauer, but she dribbled it off her foot out of bounds, and Atlantic will get it back. Folk now will inbound. Gets it to Olsen. Olsen back out to the top of the key. Gets a screen. Now dumps it back over to Folk. To Leonard. Steps around the defense. Goes to the basket. Shot up off the glass and in. Nice move there by Catherine Leonard. And believe it or not, that's her first bucket in the contest. 46-21. Knights the advantage. Now Bauer driving. Pump takes on the pass and walked with it. Too many steps. Getting a little fancy there. And that's going to turn it back over now here to Atlantic. Some substitutions here for the Knights as Bailey Nichols will come back in. Bauer is going to check out. Inbound pass, and Olsen will bring it up the floor. 2:27 to go. Olsen lost it off of her foot, and it's going to be picked up by the Knights, and a whistle and a foul going to be called here against Atlantic, and that's going to be whistled against Erin Olsen. That's going to be it for Erin Olsen. That's number five. She'll have to check out. So Welter will get up off the bench and replace her. Olsen finishes with just 3 points here in the contest. Triple she hit in the third quarter. Right side here for the Knights. Pass to the high post. Quick shot there at the free throw line is good. Paige Overmull quick to pull the trigger and knocks it down. 48-21. Welter now for the Trojans. Throws it left side. Bounce pass in traffic. Riley lost it. Knocked away. Stolen. Comes into the hands of Ludwig, and now the Knights will bring it up the floor. Right side pass, Overmull down on the block, the turn by Peter, the shot up and good. Quick turn and shot by the sophomore, and it's now 50-21.
Bounce pass down low on the other end. Riley in traffic has to force it back out again. Olsen back now to the left side they go. Folk, the long jumper, is no good. Rebound comes out long. Last touched by Kemper Catholic. Atlantic will get it back. Atlantic will key it in. 1:25 to go in the game. 50-21. Kemper Catholic the lead. Right side, the pass to Walter. Back up top. Now working around the left side. Three ball on the way. That rolls off the rim. No good there from Folk. Rebound fought for by Riley on the other side. It's going to be last touch by Kemper Catholic. Atlantic will get to keep it. So the inbound will come in the corner as Folk will send it in. Welter down on the block. Riley, the turnaround. That's short. Rebound by Leonard. Saved it back outside. They force it back into Riley. She'll dump it back out to Folk. Now to Leonard. 59 seconds left to go in the game. Up top, it's Welter. Bounce pass over to Leonard. In the left side, they go to Walter. Long three ball off the mark. Rebound, Dentlinger. Dentlinger passes it off now to Ludwig. Ludwig up the floor. We'll back it out here towards the timeline. Throws it up ahead. And now it's knocked out of the hand. Folk got a piece of that one against Overmull, and they steal it. Welter comes up with it, and she'll run it right side. Down low to Riley on the block. Kick out. Walter back outside. Now here's Leonard. 27 seconds. Folk, the three-ball trigger left side, and she knocked that one down. Caitlin Folk, the junior, gets a three, and it's 50-24. 18 seconds left to go in the game. Knights across the timeline over to Peter now at the high post. Tipped away from her. She got it back. Back over to Ludwig. Ludwig passes it across to Nichols. Back to Ludwig. 3 seconds. 2 seconds, and the clock now going to run out here as Dentlinger hangs on to it to finish it out. 50-24. Kemper Catholic gets the win here at home over Atlantic in this girls' varsity game tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crestwood Hills in Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills in Anita at 712-762-3803. Zion Recovery Services. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance use or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of your use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential.
Back here at Kemper Catholic High School, wrapping up our broadcast here tonight as Kemper Catholic wins at 50-24. Just not the Trojans tonight. Not much you can really say about this one.
No, it started bad, and, well, it, you know, never got better. It just didn't. Atlantic just ran into a buzzsaw tonight. Kemper Catholic did everything well early on. They shot the ball well from the outside, knocking down threes when they were available. They took advantage of Atlantic's sloppy defense, get easy baskets inside. They ran the floor when they had opportunities. I don't think Atlantic probably had. I'm certain they didn't have double digits in offensive rebounds tonight. Atlantic was one and done just about every time up the floor, and Kemper Catholic was constantly making them chase on the other side. So, you know, it's just one of those nights. Kemper Catholic came out. A lot of things went well for them early. The Knights gained confidence, and, boy, they really played off that confidence all evening.
Yeah, they sure did. They stretched it out to a 31-8 halftime advantage, 40-17 at the end of three, and then our final score, 50-24 here tonight. They were led here this evening by three different players in double figures. 14 points from Caitlin Tiggis tonight, 10 points apiece from Kirsten Bauer, as well as Claire Ludwig, and not far out of that with 9 points was Hannah Dentlinger here this evening. 4 points chipped in from Kendra Peter, and 3 points tonight from Paige Overmull. They were 9-12 from the free throw line here this evening. For Atlantic, they were led by 6 points from Megan Riley, 5 points from Caitlin Folk here in the contest, and then a host of players with three, and then a couple with two. Just 0 of 4 from the free throw line, so really didn't get to the line at all here tonight as well, and didn't take advantage when they had a couple of opportunities that they did get. So, rough night here for the Trojans as they fall now to 2-13 here on the season, and that would be into 1-7 in conference play for the Knights. They move now here to 10-4 on the season and 5-2 in conference play with the win here tonight. Here this evening, it was Kemper Catholic winning the JV game 40-38, and then they win the varsity game here tonight 50-24. Our next high school basketball game will come your way coming up on Friday night, as we'll be in Clarinda to bring you a boys varsity contest as the Atlantic Trojans travel to take on Clarinda in a Hawkeye 10 matchup there coming up on Friday evening. That'll be a 7:30 start time for you as well. You can catch it here on the radio, on the web as well at KJN.com with both audio and then video on our TV page. Tomorrow night we'll have Iowa men's basketball coming your way as Iowa travels to Chrysler Arena to take on the Michigan Wolverines. We'll have that for you. 5 o'clock the pregame tomorrow for you here on KJN. That'll wrap it up our broadcast here tonight.